Yo.
What up, what up, what up? What's happening?
Yo, guess who's back? It's your favorite Culture Shock kids.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It is Phoenix.
It is Lix.
And Crystal.
All right.
Why I gotta be and Crystal?
I'm so excited, right? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm always excited. Yo.
Absolutely.
And you guys know I am, too. But, you know, it's kind of weird this week. You know, it's kind of messed up.
A little bit weird. So our first episode, we started out, we had one topic. It was coronavirus is fucking everything up.
And then
Right. And then literally the next week we got one person in isolation.
Oh my god. Exactly. That's me.
Yeah. So.
Fuck up
so this is our new normal now, apparently.
I don't like the new normal. No.
So.
Well, I say this. We don't have the Rona. But Crystal has a situation going on to where her immune system.
My situation is pretty messed up.
It is what it is right. At this point in time in life. And it's something that God threw your way for you to handle. And I think you're handling it well because until you said something about it, I didn't even know. I couldn't even tell. Some people have issues, like eternal issues about certain issues, health issues that they got going on that they know that's going to take effect of their body for the rest of their life. And you carry it very well. So I was pretty shocked when you said it. So I understood when you was like, hey, I don't think I'm going to be at the show. I said, you know.
Yeah, no, I probably shouldn't be there right now.
Right.
Probably a good, you know, am I healthy? Hell yeah, I'm healthy. But you know what? When we have talking about food, I'll talk about why I'm not isolating myself, but kind of isolating myself.
We thought maybe we were hopeful that last week would be, you know, the Corona week and we would have other things to discuss.
But shit kept growing. This shit has grown.
I'm bored. That's all there is to goddamn talk about. And I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Unfortunately, it's not that it's dominating. Like, it's not going to dominate our show. We will have other things to talk about.
Yeah.
But it will permeate pretty much every aspect.
Yeah, every aspect of the show, Corona has an insert of our life.
Yeah.
And not the fun kind like it did last week, you know?
It was pretty fun last week. This week, not so fun.
Yeah, like last week, we were still kind of like making fun of it. And this week, literally after our show last week, it was like, hey, guess what? Shit serious. we was like, oh.
Okay.
We just recorded the show and we was joking about it. And like,
this is the lemonade.
Yeah, and then literally like an hour later, it was like, oh, by the way, your favorite actor and actress has it. And
that fucked me up.
Like, what?
I'm like, not Tom.
Yeah, they got Tom. Like,
not Tom. They ain't get Tom. Not Tom. Yo, oh, and the crazy part about that, I seen a part of Black Jeopardy with Tom Hanks.
I saw it.
Yo, he was so good.
That shit was funny. That shit was epic. It was like, yo. And if you did not know who the fuck Tom Hanks is, at that point in time, you wouldn't have never knew that this dude was just one of the best actors in the world. That shit was so fucking funny, man.
I was thinking about our show when I was watching Black Jeopardy. I'm like, that must be what they think of me as. You know, like the...
sorry, but yeah, that is absolutely the truth. I'm glad that it doesn't make you mad.
That's hilarious.
But when you do understand some of the things that we're talking about, my face what's his name, Kenan's?
My face be like his, when
Tom was answering right. He was like, that's how my face was like, you're right. Like, you're absolutely fucking right. Shit. Like, you know, I was with it. So, you know, but it fucked me up to let me know, like, oh, wait a minute. Oh, shit. No.
How the hell does she know that?
Yeah, like that. I think that skit actually proves how good of an actor Tom Hanks is. Like,
absolutely.
Like, he sold that to the T. That's where his next Oscar should come from.
Yeah, I really thought he was a trucker.
Yeah.
Like, I really thought that.
Oh, my God. It's so much.
Speaking of movies, actually, just to dive into our first topic, like I said, coronavirus is going to infect a lot of our topics today.
Yes,
but
it is, and absolutely, and it's not. Then that's actually not even our choice, though. You know, yeah. It's not really our choice.
But
the world of everything is pretty much dried up.
Yeah, you know how viruses are; they're getting everything. So, one of the things that they have completely infected is the movie industry right now.
Bad business. They pushed the movie that was supposed to come out this summer back to next summer.
Yeah.
I was like, what kind of shit?
So, like, the list of movies that have been delayed keeps growing. It started with No Time to Die and then Fast and Furious 9. Mm-hmm.
What it was for me. That's what I first heard.
So, like,
Fast and Furious,
yeah. So, like, now I think it's like 10 or 12 movies, but like they delayed Black Widow, they delayed Mulan, they've delayed pretty much everything. And like,
them the rollout movies, that's coming out soon. Like these are the rollout movies.
These are the movies coming out literally in the next 2 months
Yeah, Fast and Furious 9. Viral. It should be Fast and Furious 9. Viral. That's what it should be.
Ah, nice. Right. And like, the crazy thing is, so normally, like, movie theaters don't close for any reason.
Right.
Like, they were open during the war.
Yeah,
like,
I got out over the weekend. I got a chance to see The Invisible Man.
Oh, nice.
Fucking nice. Awesome.
Great movie, right?
I need one of them suits.
Yeah. So, like, but yesterday they made it official. Regal Cinemas, AMC Cinemas have all closed their doors. Like, like, it's shut down. Like, yeah. So, like, there are no movies. Like,
this shit sucks.
Yeah. You have to sit in your house and watch the goddamn news. And guess what's on the goddamn news? The fucking coronavirus.
Yeah. 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 So, like, you're literally, like, one, you can't have any gatherings of people over 50.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, 50? Oh, is it 10?
And this is the crazy shit, because my cousin, he recently passed, and we can't even have no more than 50 members
at the funeral.
At the funeral.
Yeah.
So this shit took
quite a turn.
Yeah, turn for the worst about everything. So.
Yeah.
This shit is, I can't believe it. Like, they shut down, like, when they say they shut down the motherfucking city, they shut down the motherfucking city.
And that's essentially what I'm waiting on, is, like, a complete shutdown. Like, I feel like,
I mean, as long as I can still go outside, I'm good.
Like, yeah, I feel like what they're, like, they're coming to the point where it's, like, you can either go to the hospital, go to the grocery store, and that's it. Like, that's it.
And it's crazy because the days by my house was bare for, like, the last week. Today?
Right?
Yeah, the parking lot was full. They were shopping.
Oh, I did my last.
I'm out of food.
Yeah, I did my little start of the isolation shopping yesterday. And I went to the store, and it was naked.
I got a couple things. I mean, my thing is, it's not running out of food. Like, I can imagine a goddamn meal. I can take some shit to eat and eat some shit to get full. But, you know, the thing is that my kids is not witnessing this shit for the first time, just like I'm witnessing this shit for the first time.
Yeah.
So it's like, what the fuck do we do? I went to the guns.
Exactly.
I went to the range. And, like, motherfuckers was buying guns I ain't never seen before in the streets. I just only seen on the video game. You know what I'm saying? I was like, what kind of shit?
Yeah.
They buying all type of shit. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Prices done dropped in guns. Next thing you know, it was only, you can only get one box of ammo per gun.
Oh.
Well, now it's going to be one box of ammo per person. Like, what the fuck?
So, like, dude, like, I was tripping when I went shopping because
scary times.
Yeah, I was like, in my head, I'm like, okay, say they do eventually shut it all down, right?
Yeah.
I'm really trying to think, what is the most essential thing that I need in my house.
Right.
And like, I was stuck because I'm like, I don't know. Like, I mean, I got toilet paper. That on that front, I'm good.
Right.
I got.
That's how what right. like, I got
soap. I got soap, so I'm good on that. Like, I'll be able to, you know, wash my hands and keep them clean.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I got some food, but that's where I was like lost. I'm like, what kind of food do I get? Do I get like frozen stuff? Do I get canned stuff?
I mean, you get it all. What we not facing is like nuclear war. It ain't like everybody stockpiled on canned goods and this is all you're going to be able to eat out of.
Exactly.
No, it's all about, you know, preserving your food. Like what you eat, you get whatever the fuck it is that you want to eat.
But, see,
but it's like people just buying it up by the abundance and you like, why the fuck are you doing it?
They're afraid they're going to be like locked away and, you know.
Yeah, and that's not the situation. It's like the air is going to be cleaned again in like 2 weeks, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to have some type of hold on
gonna
it.
Figure
in
something
the, yeah,
out.
Exactly, in the next 2 weeks.
Well, I would agree with you, except
fucking conspiracy theorists.
No, I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
Man,
I'm looking at look at who we have in leadership. Goddammit. Okay, I would agree with you except for the fact that the motherfuckers we got in charge ain't exactly the best and the brightest. Like
that is fact. I can't argue with you. I can't argue.
So I'm looking at it like I think what Italy, what China, what South Korea have all done is they instituted a mandatory lockdown. Like it had to happen.
Right.
And
which
like,
I don't see that as a bad idea, but you guys know that I've got a different situation. So
yeah.
That's, you know.
Well, yeah. I'm looking at it like, because my landlord just hit me up, like, so you going to have rent? I'm like, excuse you? It's a virus. I'm like, bro, I don't even know if I'm going to be at work in the next 2 weeks.
Man,
Would you
work? Oh, go ahead, Crystal.
No, I was gonna say. You have one of those. There was a landlord I saw on the news earlier today that is foregoing his tenants' rents for the next like 1 or 2 months. I think they should do that.
It's something brewing in the mixture to where something like that is gonna happen. It's going to happen.
Right.
what people don't understand is that you're going to some way somehow it's going to be to where you got to pay that back.
That's understandable.
But see, like, no, it isn't. Like,
it is, but it isn't.
Like, I feel like that's some scandalous shit. Be like, yeah. So we let you slide for 2 months on the rent, but as soon as you start working again, we don't need all that back. Like. Hey, bro.
We don't want it back, but not right up front.
Like, I could understand if, like, yeah, there's a virus out there and you should protect yourself. But if you're still working and you stockpiling money and then 2 months later, you know what I'm saying?
This is what I want you to
like,
think about.
That's
every
crazy.
Time, I understand how you're thinking about it because I feel that. That's you coming from the total worker standpoint.
Uh-huh.
That's it. Look at the owner standpoint. That's what you gotta look at. Like, look at it.
See,
like if I'm tapping my pockets for my employees to show them that I'm a good boss to them, yeah, I want it back. But you ain't gotta pay it back in all in abundance, and it ain't no tax or ain't no interest on it.
But it's
exactly,
you know what I'm saying.
Exactly.
But that's scandalous, though. Like,
no,
I mean,
how? Let me explain
how scandalous, right? So. Right now, they're offering unemployment benefits if your job is shut down and stuff like that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, with no wait. There's usually like about a 2 week waiting period, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And so like,
yeah, and then it's like maybe you get it, maybe you don't.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now
and
you just get it.
Yeah. Right. So like, it sounds great in theory, right? But if you got one of those shady landlords, or maybe you got a shady company, on like you know what I'm saying that's charging you for your bills or whatever,
I got you.
Like. So say you do get unemployment for like 2-3 months, right? Now, I don't know what you do during a shutdown, but I assume at the very least, you're spending it on food, right?
Well, yeah.
Right. So what happens if, I don't know, 2-3 months pass and we clear it up, virus is good, you go back outside, your jobs restart open again, And all of a sudden, your landlord or those companies are like, hey, remember those 2-3 months you didn't have to pay? Well, we know you got unemployment, so we're going to need all of that. And it's like, bro, I spent all that on food. Like,
right,
it's
exactly.
Like, it's like, yeah, but we need it, so whatever. Yeah. Like, yeah. Like, that's shiesty.
Oh, my God. Oh, you can't? Okay, you have unemployment. Pack your shit. You can't get any of my rent? Pack
right,
your shit.
Right. It's like, right. That sounds like some scandalous type stuff.
Yeah.
I understand. I understand. But it's some people might not look at it like that. Some people might look at it like I just said it. Some people might look at it like, oh, forgiveness, whatever. It was that situation. What I hope is that government realize what they do and kick back more to actually the people who gave, who looked out, who actually did something about it. Like the NBA players, they stepped up. Kevin Love gave $100,000 for the pay off the workers, like my, you know, the people like my brother and
The people who
and Aramark and work in the gift shops or whatever the case may be.
Exactly.
Which was dope, and you start seeing that Blake Griffin did it, and Rudy Gobert, he had to do it.
Oh, Rudy. Needed to shell out like two big.
Yeah, he just needed to give his check up for NBA. Because I swear to God.
Crystal, do you know what happened with Rudy Gobert, what he did?
No.
Oh, the NBA player? Oh, listen.
Yeah.
He gave up $500,000 to, to health relief. And everything, but what he should have did was gave his checks up.
Gave at least he should have gave at least a mil.
Yeah,
because like, I mean, I get it. He didn't think it was serious, and I totally understand if you didn't think it was serious, right? Mm-hmm. At that time,
yeah.
But then he went as far as to like touch all the microphones and like get extra close to people
He made a complete mockery out of it.
Yeah.
And look, in the irony, you dickhead.
So it was like, it's one of those situations where it's like, you're going to need to shell out.
But that's, you know, it depends on like if some of these people are going to give to, you know, like Amazon said today, you know, they have to shut down deliveries, period. But they're going to look out for their employees. The fact that this is happening under the time that it's happening, election time, this shit is happening while my son is supposed to graduate in a couple months.
Oh yeah, that ain't
and that's happening. Another one.
The school is out for 3 weeks. You know how the you know who the fuck is feeding these kids?
those kids eat a lot.
Are you fucking shitting me?
Like,
man, my sons can eat the house up in one sitting.
Yeah.
This shit is wrong for me to, like, tell them, like, you can only eat so much.
Yeah, you got to start rationing and shit.
Yeah.
Well, like, is the size of your closed fist, dude.
Right.
That whole table of food, it's a little excessive.
Yeah, and like, my
Crystal,
son got a big fist. Like, my oldest son got a huge fist.
And, Crystal, you work in the schools. Like, you're what do you do at the schools?
They call me a noon aide, so I kind of help the kids not kill each other or anybody else, you know.
So like,
oh, you like the kind of like the counselor, the counselor.
I'm like a peacekeeper.
Yeah, peacekeeper. Oh, okay. Yeah. All
right. So like, from your perspective, like,
yes.
I know, like, what are you seeing? Like, do you talk to any of the other parents, any other teachers, or like, what's their viewpoint on how this is going?
I think that it's all so novel right now, pardon the pun, that the kids are kind of having fun. Not fun, but it's new. You know, it's a new scenario. And, you know, my daughter's got her quote-unquote classroom up in her bedroom on her bed, you know, sprawled out with her computer and her books. She has a full desk up there, but she uses a bed because it's fun. She can lay down on her PJs and do her ELA, which is English Language Arts. Composition. But anyway, the teachers, a couple of them actually emailed her individually and said, hey, this is so-and-so teacher, just checking in, see how things are going. So they've kind of got a personal view on it, making sure the kids are adapting and acclimating okay. Okay, so Gracie School is, you know, so it's okay. I like the way they're handling it.
So they are basically still working towards getting the kids educated.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
oh,
not
absolutely.
Cleveland Public Schools. They didn't yell for 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah. No,
teachers ain't put together a game plan yet. They just sipping Mai Tais.
Yeah.
Oh, God, no. No, no, no. They're working this week. Next week is actually spring break. So yeah, that's the second shit. The week after that, they're back on homeschool.
Yeah, but what they gonna do in Cleveland Public School is mail out the packets, which is a good thing because I was on the verge of going down there like knocking on doors like, hey, we need some lessons here. Like these dudes just chilling playing the game. We can't have this shit.
Yeah. But see,
idle minds, right? I mean, if the kids get bored, kids make trouble. But they're doing really good in our district anyway because. You know, they're doing the schoolwork. They've got a schedule. The teachers have been well-trained, and they've been really responsive to each kid. And so, I'm happy with the way they're handling it.
That's the difference between suburbs and the hood. Cause,
yeah.
Because, like he said, they're sending them home with packets.
Yeah,
like, you know packets. What I'm saying?
Ain't
like, here,
I mean,
here's like 6-7 assignments you got to do during the break, and that's it.
The parent got to be, like, in order for you to get a relationship with certain teachers in Cleveland Public School, you gotta be like popping up, like you gotta be showing up.
You gotta
up.
Be active.
You gotta be active. Like, when I say active, like just like you active, like you gotta be active like that. But you ain't got no role like that as a parent in Cleveland Public School. And, you know what I'm saying? You don't have that situation where you can say, hey, well, the parent can come. Like they try to remove the parent from the school to make. Less of,
do they really?
Yeah, to
see,
make less of face to face contact with the parents and even with you know the kid telling their part. Like it's a lot of things that they've done in order to remove the student from the parent and let the student.
That's sad.
Yeah, and let the parent know like yo when they're in our care they're ours. They took that to another level to say hey parents. We're moving y'all out the way. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
It really depends on the school.
It really depends on the school.
Because
I know my kids' school do it.
Yeah. Like, I know when I went to school, it was very much like that. Like, very much like, we don't need your parents here. We don't need to talk to them. We talking to you. Mm-hmm. And it was like, that seems like, I mean, personally, I was okay with it because I didn't want them to know my parents at all. It would be problems.
Right.
But, like, as a parent, I'm like, nah. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, because I'm like, I know what kind of education I got, and it wasn't that great. So I'm like, if I can be involved in any way, like, like, y'all going to need to step this up because
good. And the thing is that they hate for you to be on their ass.
Yeah.
They hate for you to be on their ass when you actually be like, fuck what you talking about, I'm coming up here anyway, and I might step at this front desk to talk to you, principal, this many times, but after this many times, I'm going straight to the class. I'm going to talk to the teacher. I'm going to see who the hell and what the fuck is going on. Because at this point in time, my kid ain't learning like they're supposed to learn because there's a distraction in the class and ain't nothing resolved about it.
Well, yeah, if they're being distracted enough where they're not learning and they're not progressing, then that's a problem.
Yeah,
should be talking to the parents.
Yeah, and see, you don't have that. See, you like, that's why I say if you want to have that personal connection with a teacher or a teacher or two, then that means that you a parent that go up in there, motherfucker, be like, yo, this is my goddamn email address, and you better send me something every goddamn day. Progress report every goddamn day after school. Yeah. Or I'm going to whoop some ass. Like, you got to be that type of, parent.
I know, like, my daughter's school, like, it's public, but they allow vouchers. You know what I'm saying? So, there's a payment element in there, and because of that, they're way more like, "Hey, we want to know what you think," and it's like, "Yeah, that's because I'm giving you money."
My oldest son is on his way up. My youngest son is. That's all I have to focus on as far as the structure of what the hell you about to start facing.
Coming
up into high school and shit, I'm definitely going to be like, hey, every day, hey, let me in. Let me, I got to know about my son.
Right. Yeah.
So, Yeah, I mean, but it's like that. They try to remove the parent the best way they can to say that, yo, we know what's best for your child and you don't. It's like,
no, oh my God! Fucker. The first time, if I ever hear that, oh yeah.
No, I'm saying no. You won't hear it.
But
you will feel it. You'll be like, hold on, you motherfucker! Oh, did you just brush me off?
Yeah.
Did you just roll me off your goddamn shoulder? Goddamn
yeah.
Yeah. So no, yeah, thank it's you. Like it's like that.
So like, I have a question. What?
Yeah.
Like, so you said you got a kid graduating, Chris.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like. So spring break is what? Usually what? 2-3 weeks?
No. Fuck, not now.
No.
Spring break is one. No, my man. Uh-huh. You remember the 2-week spring breaks, don't you?
Yeah.
Yes. No, it's 1 week.
It's 1 week now?
One week.
When was it 2?
What? Crystal,
I went
had,
to school, it was
Crystal,
2 weeks.
You had already graduated when they modified our break.
Yeah.
You had graduated. Not even downplay the shit when the kids came. What the hell?
Okay, so like, so, but. The school year, when does the school year end?
End of May.
Okay. So.
Yeah, like the Wednesday before Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm, okay. Something like that.
Yeah. So if this continues, what happens to those kids who are set to graduate?
That's what the fuck we want to know.
Like, I'm
that's,
like.
That's what a lot of parents are saying.
Yeah, like a lot of, listen. A lot of people paid for a prom
already.
Paid for dresses, suits, custom dresses.
Oh, no.
They didn't pay for rentals. They didn't pay for they didn't pay for reservation for this. They didn't done it already. And they're like, what the fuck? How can, we can't
aren't,
get our money back?
You were talking about a son, Chris. I mean, aren't you glad that, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? My son's not going to prom. So that was one thing that I was like, yes to. But I'm kind of glad I'm a procrastinator because I drug my feet about going to get them fitted for a suit and everything. So I'm kind of glad. I'm like, I ain't got to spend no money. Hooray. But at the same time, I'm like, man, I want
to
see my son walk the stage.
I got extra money to buy freaking toilet paper.
Yeah.
That is absolutely true.
So, yeah, that's where I'm at because I'm like, okay, so say like, I mean, I get it if you're a senior. Hey, it's like the last, 2-3 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You don't really need that. But if, you know what I'm saying, it bleeds into any further, like, or mm-hmm. just basically say you're like a 9th grader. Do you just miss out on those last 2-3 months? Or like.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
You know what
so
I'm saying?
Much happens.
Like, do you have to read? Like, I'm like, do they move you on if you, like,
here's an idea.
Like, what about final grades? Are they even in yet?
Here's
like,
the idea. Summer school.
Oh, no.
Summer school.
That
oh, my God. No.
Suck.
No. Oh, my God. No.
That'll suck horribly if they got to go to summer school due to this.
Yeah.
Oh, they'd be mad, though. That's the only option.
That's
summer school.
Horrible.
Yeah. But they'd have to change the posture of summer school, though.
They would change everything. Listen, if they do that, this might change the timeline in the schooling.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
if this changed
we'll
the time,
like,
or they might just make it to where those with the Rona just created might be what the day that might be it. Might
right.
be some change in the structure. I hope not, but
wow.
what I'm saying? That's the only option unless you're gonna just say, hey, everybody get bumped up, everybody get this and this and that and the third, and all the graduates that were supposed to graduate, they get their diplomas regardless. I mean, what do you do?
Right, exactly.
That's the issue that's happening right now is that, like, so many things are left up in the air. And unfortunately, we're not getting any answers.
It's a new thing that, that nobody knows anything. You know, we're all freaking stupid. You know, I feel stupid, seriously, guys.
Yeah, I mean, when you ain't got nowhere to go, when you ain't got no direction, you do feel a little stupid. Yeah, you don't know what to
do. I mean, I'm like, I feel like I can raise my child. I feel like I can be a good wife and a good mother and, you know, keep a decent house and clean a hell of a lot right now because I'm freaking bored.
Right.
you know, but I feel stupid. I just
because
feel dumb.
You only feel stupid because you're like the only answer you have right now is I don't know.
That's it.
I don't know. It's like having a toddler. Where do babies come from? I don't know.
I don't know.
Ask your father. I can't even say.
Yeah,
ask your father,
did you say ask your father? ask your father. Like that's a solid ass wife answer when she's frustrated with the kids. Like the fuck, go ask your father. God damn it, the fuck out of my face.
I don't know.
I'm drinking my Michelob. You know. You know what I'm saying? That's the real shit right there. But that's crazy. That's crazy. But like what I was going to ask you was, Phoenix, was how is it affecting you? Not being up in the air, like it can close, it cannot close. Do y'all have a carry out?
Yes. So right now, that's what we're doing. We're operating at half mass, pretty much. So, like, the only thing that's available is carry-out. Carry-out and to-goes and stuff like that.
So, hold on, wait a minute. Okay, so I'm going to let you continue. But you know how fucked up I was when I found out that the next day they meant that bars and shit closed at 9 o'clock that Sunday, and it meant it went on? Like, they don't reopen.
Unless you're a Menor.
Yeah. Well, Menor don't give a fuck. But anyway.
No.
that's the issue is, like, so right now, like, I worked yesterday and I worked Monday, and it was, you know, we both $600 days. Like, you know what I'm saying? Not nearly enough money to even justify staff.
You can't even pay for the all-you-can-eat fries with that.
Right. So, like, what I'm really nervous about is that, like, my next day back is supposed to be Friday.
Right.
And I'm supposed to be a double, like 11:30 to 8 o'clock. I don't know if it's gonna happen,
man. I'm gonna come through lunch and dinner for you, bro. I'm gonna throw some money your way, man. Cause
at this point, you know, it might be worth it to hope to get laid off, you know, because you know that's a given, not a given, but you know.
I mean, like the one thing I will say is like they haven't said that they're firing anybody.
Oh, they're not gonna fire you guys. Like, but like,
but like, what do we do? As far as like. Cutting hours, I think that's...
Yeah, that's about to be major.
That's about to be a definite possibility.
Yeah, that's about to be major. You're about to see that happen, and you're not going to like it. And you're going to be like, why me, boss?
Yeah,
that shit real.
So...
Shit's getting real.
Shit's getting very, very, very fucking real.
The following commercials are not intended for buying purposes. We can't stress this enough. Please do not look this shit up. Do not try to buy this. Do not try to create this, because we've already created it. So don't be an asshole. You've been warned.
This is an important alert. The Okuchi Coup is attacking. That means the weather is getting warmer and butts are sticking out from shorts and skirts that are too short. The Coochie Coup is again attacking and will not rest until it has pinched all the butts in the area. It has been attacking from Memphis to Madison. Any butt sticking out is in jeopardy. Protect yourself now from the Coochie Coup by dressing modestly and carrying pepper spray. If you are pinched, contact your local sheriff's office as soon as possible so that they can enjoy the laugh too. Again, the Coochie Coup is attacking. Protect yourself now. This has been a public service announcement. Things getting a little boring or bland in the bedroom? Have you become bashful with your boo? Maybe it's time for a boost for your beloved with Bittersweet Treats. Bittersweet Treats is your new partner in crime. When it's your time to shine, don't cover your behind. Blow his mind. Bittersweet Treats is available online and has many designs to update your love life. Visit us at bittersweettreats.com to get your new adventurous apparel. Spice things up with Bittersweet Treats. Blow his mind.
You're listening to the best damn trash talking podcast on the entire internet. It's the Culture Shock. Stay tuned for more.
So speaking of really poor decisions, so yesterday was Super Tuesday 3.
And it was so super.
Yeah.
I always only thought it was one Super Tuesday till my mother said, it's Super Tuesday. She said this shit last Monday. And I was like, what the fuck this Tuesday got to do with last?
Yeah.
What
Super Tuesday 3. So basically what they are is like, it's when a collection of states vote all at the same time. So we were supposed to be one of those states yesterday. Right. But because our governor, and this is... This is quite the phrase you'll ever hear from me. We have a Republican governor of Ohio, and he might actually be smart. He was like, dude, we're shutting down the election. Like, it's not happening. And then a judge overturned him, was like, no, you don't have that power. Yeah, like a health advisor had to step in and be like, yeah, bro, it's a health concern. Like, no. Like, yo, so, like, we got
it. That shit was crazy because I was like, oh, shit, voting today.
Yeah, I'm like, we got to push back till June 2nd, I want to say.
June 2nd, yeah, June 2nd.
Yeah, because I started to hit you on the Facebook like, oh, is that the day?
Yeah, no.
You know, but I was like, then I started seeing people like, yo, they closed and they closed. I was like.
I'm glad. I got my vote in the day before, so I was like, I'm super happy about that. But at the same time.
two words, absentee ballot.
Yeah, you can do an absentee ballot, vote for Bernie. You can definitely do an absentee ballot, vote for Bernie. And make sure that you vote for Bernie. And but yeah, that's where we're at. Like, so unfortunately, now here was the crazy thing: we weren't the only state to shut down. Like,
right,
it was.
But
us,
we were the first.
We were the first, and then it was, it was two other states did it. I think Kentucky and
Kentucky.
Yeah, and like one other, I can't remember.
I have no idea.
Yeah, so they like. We all like was like, yeah, no, this is a health concern. We're not doing it. But Arizona, Illinois, and Florida, because, you know, Florida.
Right.
They all went ahead with it and had their votes. Now, I would have thought that, you know, fear over coronavirus spreading would have lessened the amount of older voters, especially.
Yeah, you
out
said
to
a
vote.
Lot of old people came out to when you got your vote in.
Oh,
it was a whole bunch
so
of old
salty.
People.
Yeah, and I'm like, and like, but I guess it didn't because Joe Biden won all three states. Yeah, so.
Yep.
It's not looking good, but I'm like, here's the funny thing: if the reverse had happened, if Bernie Sanders had won all three states, I guarantee you they would have been like, well, that's not legitimate because everybody didn't get a chance to vote. It's like, well,
yeah, exactly.
Yo,
well, like, this, like, but, like, I'm like,
the only thing I'm gonna keep it real. The only fucking thing that I agree with Trump on that he said the most, like, this past 2 weeks, 3 weeks, is that they're blackballing Bernie Sanders.
Oh yeah,
they absolutely are.
You know what I'm saying? And I was like, I thought about it like. Cause everybody, you know, they back. They like, yeah, I'm back in Biden. And I'm like, why? Like, why are you back in Biden?
Like,
you know, give me a reason. Like, give me a reason you back in this guy. For me personally, it's a lot of things that Bernie speak to me personally. Is people I know, people I associate myself with. Not to mention the other people that I associate myself with, but where I come from, it benefits us a lot. I'm just going, it benefits us a lot, but what he talk about is people, not black people, not white people, not Jewish people, not Chinese people. He talking about people as a whole.
Right.
See, that's what I want my president to be talking about, people.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm really about erasing the color lines, but until it starts showing that the color lines is being erased, which would never happen, my grandkids probably won't see that happen. But if it's all about change, and if we can get it in the way that we want it, like, we have to put forth that effort, man. And it's like, I want people to be talked about, not just a group of people.
Well, see, like.
I want everything, and I want everything to be recognized. Like, recognize what this history really is. This land.
Like, I got a few theories on it, and Crystal, I want to hear what you have to say about this. Okay, so what I've noticed is there are two groups who are supportive of Joe Biden, and I didn't realize they were as big as they are, but the one group is. The more upper class, you know, amongst us. Mm-hmm. And the other group are the hysterically uninformed.
What I see is you've got 4 years of Biden is 4 years of Obama again. That's what I see.
And there are people who like
that. Happen? Yeah, exactly.
I couldn't say that I could see him not necessarily. I can understand where you're coming from. I can understand what you're saying. I ain't going to even say nothing.
I mean,
but I can understand
just,
it. I definitely can understand
that's
that.
That's how I associate him.
Yeah, but that's the shadow of Obama.
Right, but here's what I'm saying, though. Like, Joe Biden isn't Obama, though. Like,
that's what I'm saying. He's shadow of Obama.
Right. Like, he's not Obama. Like, even if you were okay with everything Obama did during his presidency.
Which I was not.
Right, right. Even if you were, like, Joe Biden, exactly. Like, you can't argue that, like, you can argue that a lot of that stuff Joe Biden will do, absolutely, but.
Of course, because that's who he learned from, essentially,
right.
You know?
But, like.
It's kind of like saying that I didn't do anything my mom did.
Right,
mom did,
right.
You
know, but it's also, like, just because he was in that group doesn't mean, like, even the few good things that Obama did doesn't mean that Joe Biden is going to pick
right,
that up
exactly.
And run with him.
That's what I'm saying. It's the shadow.
Right.
It's the shadow of Obama it's not a good shadow.
I don't think it's a good shadow, exactly. I mean, my thing is, I also haven't seen, I didn't see when Obama was president, I didn't see Biden being very independent as, okay, this is what I think. Because I think that a vice president's
right.
job is to
that,
be
oh,
quiet and,
answer.
You know, go with the flow.
That is such a good answer because when that's what I kind of noticed, like,
because
he was the vice president, but he wasn't a vice president.
You definitely saw, like, Dick Cheney asserting himself, right? You know what I'm saying?
Dick Cheney shot a motherfucker.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But I think the role historically has always been secondary for a vice president.
Of course, and I think that's kind of the definition. If you're vice, you're not president.
Yeah.
You're
but
president.
If you got fucking sense, If like I'm the face of the franchise.
Yeah.
And you make a hell of a lot of sense to keep my franchise rolling.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to take a lot of shit from you just to make sure the fucking franchise, but it's ego. It's all about ego.
Exactly.
It's all about.
I feel like people treat the presidency and the vice president as if they are equal levels. And they're technically not.
They're not.
Like,
absolutely not.
And so, like, I look at it like this. All right, take the Lakers, right? LeBron James is president. AD is vice president, right? Now, you could say, like, hey, man, you know, sometimes AD goes off, and you know what I'm saying? He wins the game. You could argue that, right? But most nights, you know who's in charge. It's LeBron, right? It's LeBron's
team. Sometimes LeBron is the reason why he's leading the pack.
At the time, it's called the L.A. LeBrons, you know what I'm saying? Like
the L.A. Bronze.
Right, you know what I'm saying? So, like, in that.
The L.B. Lakers.
Right, exactly. In that case,
They're not going to like that.
Right, right. But in that case, though, like, even in that situation where, like, you may have AD second, there are times when he leads the team.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
He has to step up and make a statement.
Exactly. That dynamic was never seen between Obama and Biden. Like,
that's what
never.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
So, like,
that's what I say. He was a vice president that never vice president.
Yeah.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Like,
when people are sitting up there and they're going like, well, he was the vice president. Of course he can lead. And I'm like, no.
Exactly.
Like, he never took lead on any issue while he was there.
No.
I don't understand how you would think that.
That's true.
And like, and even the one, I think the one issue he did take lead on, he did a poor job on it. Like, it was bad.
Yeah.
I think
he was the token white guy, you know?
Yeah.
I really think he was.
I think I know what you're talking about. I think that was the one time I was like, okay, Joe.
Because right.
I think he stepped up with his chest out. I think he said it with his chest sticking out, too. Or whatever he took.
Uh-huh.
Like you said, it wasn't a good job.
Nah.
But the fact when he stepped up to represent himself, he stepped up with his chest out, but
the end result was not great.
So, yeah, you see the vice president that didn't vice president. Like, but like I say, if I'm the face of the franchise and you make sense,
right,
I'm gonna listen to you. Sometimes it might not be all the times. We might clash, but at the same time, we're a team. Sometimes I'm an alley oop you to shine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He proved something.
Was it on foreign policies? Who was on the foreign policies?
It was him. It was
exactly.
Joe Biden.
That's why we fucked y'all. I knew it, you motherfucker.
That's the thing that like this is why I say his other group of supporters are the hysterically uninformed.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you knew about Joe Biden's record, on any issue. On any issue.
He had a record?
Yeah, like, he's been in the Senate for 40-plus years. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. like his record is horrible. Mm-hmm. Like, it's genuinely terrible. Bad. So I'm like, yeah. I don't know how you're looking at that. And, like, literally, most people aren't looking that deep. The hysterically uninformed are just looking at the fact that he was the vice president. He's running for the presidency. He might as well have
it. I'm obviously going to make it because I've been there. I've got experience. Baloney.
Right. But this is another thing that I peeped. I didn't know it was two different type of Democrats.
Oh, yeah.
See, and a lot of people, what Bernie is what, a Democratic lobbyist?
Socialist.
Socialist. Socialist.
Mm-hmm. Socialist. See, Democratic Socialist.
So
yeah.
That socialist part of the end of his title, that's really affecting some of the people's way of voting because of their ideal of social.
But here's my thing. Right. He ran in 2016. It's not like you didn't know this. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, he's been in office for 40-plus years. He's always identified this way. Like, I don't get what you're scared of. But, like, even in that sense.
They're scared of the marijuana.
Even in that sense, man. That just buys into that second class that Joe Biden has, the hysterically uninformed. Mm-hmm. And like, to me, it's like, and I don't want to call her out, but my sister, I love her to pieces, but
yeah, definitely don't call her out.
But here's my thing: if all you watch is CNN, Fox News, MSNBC,
right,
you are not getting any information,
anything.
Like, you just aren't. Like, and this is the problem, and I've said this, I think, I've always said this, especially on social media, is cable news is about as informative as your corner wino. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like maybe you might get completely different information from your corner wino, but it will be as useful as getting it from cable news. Like, because that, like, essentially what you're getting is blathering nonsense. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And it's just people talking, and they're talking in their bubble, and they consider...
It's perfect.
Right. And they consider their worldview to be the great worldview, and it's not. And if you're buying into that, then that's all... Then you believe it, and you believe... that their worldview is the greater worldview, and therefore we should listen to them. And
the truth is what you believe.
Exactly. So that's the situation that we're in, is we got too many uninformed people listening to mainstream news and buying into their bullshit. Now,
bullshit!
The one argument I will say is because Trump has handled the coronavirus so poorly that I honestly think you could put, I don't know.
He handling it so bad, he's like, giving out money.
Like, you could put Tulsi Gabbard right now up against Donald Trump, and she would win.
It's like a shitty-ass dad that don't want to spend no time with his kids, just throwing money at it. Here, take this.
Yeah.
This money.
Like, so, like, I personally believe Joe Biden will still win unless he just runs an absolutely shitty campaign, which is entirely possible.
No.
Right. So, like, like, honest to God, if I was him, I would shut up. I wouldn't talk. I wouldn't be out there.
He'll be fine.
Right. I'd just be like, yeah, I was vice president. Yeah, that's all you need to know. Yeah, give me the job. I'm saying?
I hung with Obama. Because
right. Like,
I'm here because I don't want to be fired.
Yeah, exactly.
That's basically it. Like, I'm here because I don't want to be fired. Because at this point in time, it's like, at this point, you hear you're going to get the votes because you were vice president, because you were in the shadow of Obama. Because people think
you're
going to give. You're going to get that because people think that you know you, like you said, going to pick up where
Obama
left off at. And people not realizing that's not Obama. That's Biden.
No, I know.
And it's crazy because I was riding with him, but like I said, when I witnessed how poorly he handled the foreign policies, it was like, dude, what the fuck did you do?
I just saw an article earlier this week that said, ironically, like, this was the headline, ironically, the the candidate whose policies would have helped in the coronavirus is Bernie Sanders. And bro, like how do y'all not get this? Like,
right?
How do you not understand that Medicare for All would be a net benefit for everyone?
Man,
like
exactly
a like federal jobs guarantee. Right now, if we had a federal jobs guarantee, or even paid family leave, bro, like the whole issue of
would be a non-issue.
Right, the whole issue of unemployment right now wouldn't even be an issue. Like.
Right.
It's so incredibly. I'm not going to get mad.
No. Hey, ever get tired of bland and boring news reports droning about the same bullshit every day with their perfect little goddamn language and their prissy fucking smiles and knowing fucking nods? Screw that. I'm Crystal Pearson. This is Potty Mouth News. Let's talk about something other than the fucking virus. Since I have this shit called multiple fucking sclerosis, my medication essentially makes my fucking immune system attack itself. So in order to make it not attack itself, my meds stop making my immune system from doing pretty much anything. So I'm pretty much a clusterfuck. I am podcasting from my own personal isolated bullshit in my house, sitting on my couch in front of my computer. I'm fucking done. Today, I want to talk about anything other than the fucking coronavirus. So seriously, searching all over internet land, all over the world online, let me tell you something. I found fucking nothing not related to the goddamn virus, the motherfucking virus. I found humor on Fox News of all places. Fox News, it's funny. There's a florist in Truman, Arkansas, selling toilet paper bouquets. That's crazy. Of course, this points to the coronavirus, which I'm so desperately trying to avoid talking about, but at least it's some pretty funny shit. Oh, darling, you've been dealing with some serious shit. Here's a fancy-ass decorated basket of toilet paper. Wipe your fucking worries away. Speaking of wiping shit away, did you guys hear that yesterday was St. Patrick's Day? Really? I cooked. I looked. St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, the day after my birthday. It's like the first holiday of what I consider spring. And what do you do on St. Patrick's Day? You drink and you cook. Well, I have not been able to get to a store to buy the required liquid supplies for drinking, so I cooked. A huge, huge fucking corned beef, guys. Seriously, this is like a goddamn 7-pound roast I cooked for company that was afraid to come eat it because of the goddamn coronavirus. Oh shit, there I go again. So corned beef. I almost said corona beef. God, stop! It's like in my brain. I can't get rid of it. Corned beef, cabbage, red potatoes, red potatoes for a goddamn month because nobody came to eat it because everybody's afraid. Fucking yum. And cabbage. Lots and lots of cabbage. So, you know, I wish I would have gotten one of those fancy ass toilet paper bouquets. A toilet paper bouquet. Oh my God, so funny. So yeah, that's it. I scoured Fox and I found the toilet paper thing. I was looking at local news. Other than the fact that it's almost spring and it's going to be wet shit for the next few days, it's all pretty much status quo. Gray, wet shit, rain, you know, spring shit, which is happening in a couple days. I'm excited. But that's it. Corona, spring, cabbage. That's it. That's enough shit. I'm out. So again, this is Crystal. This is Potty Mouth News. If you hear some Potty Mouth News that you want us to hear, get in touch with us. Shoot us a line. Shoot me a smoke signal. Shoot me fucking anything. I don't want to talk about the coronavirus anymore. Please make it stop. Let's talk about other things. This has been Crystal Pearson, and this has been Potty Mouth News.
Yo!
Hey there.
So... this has been another episode of the Culture Shock.
Culture Shock.
For our question of the week this week, since coronavirus has dominated our show the past 2 weeks, I want to ask especially Crystal, since you are in isolation and we probably are about to be in the next few weeks. If you could pick one, let's say, I was going to make it movies, but then I'm thinking let's open it up a little bit. So if you could pick one thing to do the entire time that you are in isolation, what would that be?
That was a good question.
That would get boring. That would get old.
That's a good fucking question.
What about you, Chris?
Shit.
I bore very easily. So.
Yeah, I do too. I will probably, you know what I do? I will whip out my son's, like, art kit shit that he got, all this art shit. Yeah. And I probably get back in tune with my art side and start dibbling dabbling with the paints and shit and drawing
that's
and
cool.
shit. Yeah, but I bore pretty easy.
Yeah, I would probably cook, which is what I've been. You know,
God damn it! You just cook. You cook when you're stressed out. If that's what you do, you stress. You cook. God damn it! I need you.
Nah.
It's what you need.
God damn. Stress her out. She cook as a feast. Fuck it. God damn.
That's dope. For me, it would probably be, because this is how much of a loser I am, I would probably read. Like, I got a bunch of books that I haven't, like, even glanced at.
You just looked at the books. Oh, right. Yeah, I get to you.
Right, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, because, you know, work and everything and setting up for all this stuff. I'm like, if I just had, like, days to isolate, like, I'm going to finish me a few books. Like, that's where I'm going to go. Yeah.
All right. So let me just pose a suggestion for the question of the day then.
Mm-hmm.
Audiobooks or old school hard copy?
Old school hard copies.
They got to read me the book because I go to sleep.
Nah. I'm an old school hard copy kind of guy. Like, when people
hard copy also.
Yeah, because like when people are reading it to me, I can't.
Like reading my stuff.
I can't get into the imagination of it. Like, so I'm like.
No, I need to visualize.
Yeah, I need it in my head so that way I can visualize it.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that was a good question.
All right.
Yeah, that's a good question.
All right. So I would definitely want to know what y'all are doing during your isolation. What one topic or what
one thing
that you are gonna be
during your whole quarantine time? Because this is, they gonna put plastic over everybody's house in a minute.
Yeah, I know, right? Guess what my
whole theory and my whole end result of it. Everybody, let's just catch it and get it over with.
Just catch it and get it over.
No kidding. Catch it and get it over with. Exactly. We're all going to get it.
Eventually. I'm sure I have it, honestly, to be perfectly honest.
I heard it was out in 2019. I heard it was out in 2019. We just getting hipped in 2020.
Well.
Yeah.
Well,
and people already just thought they had the flu.
Coming
now,
back.
If that's the case, I had it already.
Right, exactly.
I can't get it again like chickenpox.
Like, be sure to wash your hands and stop licking your fingers.
Yeah, man.
We will see y'all next week. We are the Culture Shock Kids. It's Phoenix.
Lex.
And it's Crystal.
We will see y'all next time. Peace.